The National Science Foundation has run out of money. It cannot go forward without its proposed $465 million budget. In a statement on its website, the NSF announced all field and research activities not essential to human safety and preservation of property will be suspended. That's bad news for Samantha Hansen, assistant professor of geological sciences at the University of Alabama. Last year, her team deployed 15 seismic stations in an Antarctic mountain range to study earthquakes. She'd planned to return this season to collect the data.
If we can't get down there, if any of the stations are not operating as they should be right now, if they have any kind of problem, we're not going to be able to fix them, obviously, because we can't get there. And if we can't fix them, then they're not going to run correctly into the upcoming year, and we can potentially lose all of that associated data.
Hansen runs the risk of losing both the data and the costly equipment. Located in areas of high snowfall, the sensors would be completely buried and inaccessible by the time next season arrives.
And obviously, for the project, it would be a huge loss because we'd basically have absolutely nothing to work on. So it's kind of critical for us, both in terms of getting our data, taking care of the equipment, and being able to work on our research projects of getting back there.
Researchers in a wide variety of disciplines face that dilemma. Joanne Carney follows science policy as director of the Office of Government Relations for the American Association for the Advancement of Science. She says the failure of legislators to come to an agreement has put an entire research season in limbo for hundreds of projects that could only be done in Antarctic's pristine environment.
This impacts a whole host of disciplines, from biological studies of animals like penguins, astronomical research, as well as long-term research in climate change and weather.
Carney adds the shutdown is more than simply a temporary work stoppage for science.
There are many areas of science that involve continuous monitoring and interpretation of scientific data, for example, in climate change and in weather. And so while policymakers in D.C. may view the current budget impasse as a hiatus, that doesn't translate the same for science. And for science, it means throw away your research and start from scratch.
That's why scientists like Samantha Hansen are anxiously waiting for Congress to act. In its statement, however, the National Science Foundation cautioned some activities cannot be restarted once seasonally dependent windows for research and operations have passed. The seasonal workforce is released, science activities are curtailed, and operations are reduced. Even so, Hansen remains somewhat optimistic.
I think there's a lot of hope that once the shutdown is resolved and budget issues get taken care of, that they'll salvage at least part of the field season, and maybe we'll still get to go do what we want to do.
But the clock is ticking. The short Antarctic research season runs from October through February. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.